Wait, can you see if someone sent you as a best friend?
No.
That would be so, like, it's like, oh, I really hope I'm his best. Oh, I'm not. Dang.
No.
Dude, come on, we hang out quite a lot. We're not best friends.
In a world...
Where's the Annie King?
Where Storm and Peckin have nothing better to do.
Funny, like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Sabotage the system.
That was somebody I loved. I loved him.
Press Start presents...
Okay, here we go.
The Rubber Cock Podcast.
Welcome to another episode of the Rubber Cock Podcast. I'm here with Straub, as always, and I'm Peckett.
Well, you didn't even give me a chance to introduce myself.
Yeah, well, if you're making me do it, I'm going to do the whole thing.
Oh, my God.
Just don't even talk this whole podcast. Just nod. Okay. So we're going to be talking about the Switch today. We both had it for around a week, so we're going to give our impressions, and then we'll get into some other games.
I've actually
news.
Had mine for a week and a couple hours.
Oh, I was going to be... No, I swear. I was thinking on the tram, I'm like... Well, how long has Straub had it? A week. And I got mine on Monday, so it's been like 5 days. It's been good. EB Games was so nice. This is like a shout out to EB Games, because I called them up an hour before I went there, because they had one Switch left. And he held it for me, even though they're not allowed to put games on hold. And
really?
Then I got there, and there was this other guy trying to buy a Switch, and they're like, no, sorry, you're going to have to wait till April. even though there's other shops that like other places sell the Switch, but EB Games just imagine they don't exist. Like, you're going to have to wait till April.
EB Games, I love you guys. Like, I'm just saying that because...
Thanks for sending us to Sydney once.
Yeah, because we did some good work with them, but like, you go to their shop and they're like, yeah, nothing else exists outside these walls. Like, this is the only shop that sells games.
Yeah.
Oh, you want Bomberman? You can pre-order it for...
You can get it on the eShop, too. No, actually, you're going to have to wait till next year.
Yeah, you can pre-order it for next week, or I could go to, like, any other shop that's selling it.
They were good at price matching, though. Like, I got 1-2 Switch, like, down to the lowest price, and then... They didn't have Zelda, so I had to go to Target. I went to everywhere, and then Target was the only... Target had everything.
Yeah, like, that was like me when I went to
everywhere was sold out, but then Target just had everything.
When I went to Target, I was like, hey, do you guys have a Nintendo or Switch games? And the guy like moved to the side, and there was just piles of them. I was like, wow, you have lots. And he's like, yes.
Yeah, no one comes
It was
here.
Like Willy Wonka. Willy Wonka.
William Wonka?
No, Willy Wonka. You know, the chocolate factory?
Yeah, it's my favorite movie that has a glass elevator.
Which one did you like? Do you like the original one, or do you like the remake more?
I like the original one.
Charlie
Chaplin. The original Willy Wonka died, the actor.
Didn't Didn't the new one die?
Johnny Depp?
Yeah.
No, he's alive.
Wait, he is?
Yep.
What's he doing these days?
Beating his wife, bringing his dog into Australia and almost getting it killed.
Wait, is that true? Is this all true?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it any more pirate movies?
Yeah, they make their film. That's why he was in Australia. He brought his dog to the shooting, but he didn't declare his dog. And then they threatened to kill it because our customs is so strict.
Yeah, but like...
But then they didn't because he's rich.
We're a company. We're a country that doesn't
Australia's
have...
Australia's a really good company.
We don't have rabies, hey?
No.
Oh, we do?
I don't know.
I think that's why. Like, you have to, like, we don't have rabies here. So, like, if you bring a dog here, you can just, like, destroy
it.
It's like in The Simpsons.
Flora
and fauna. Do you remember The Simpsons when, like, what did he do? And then, like, he just broke the whole country.
And then the koalas get rabies and stuff or something.
Yeah, but, like, didn't, like, Bart, like, bring, like, a spider? What did he do? Like, in The Simpsons when they come to Australia?
I feel like he just prank called someone in Australia and then they had to go
there. Yeah, but didn't Homer do something to mess up the whole ecosystem?
Probably.
I don't know. I
liked that episode, but I can't remember.
That was a good episode.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like when any TV show reference small country now is Australia.
The good old island. What's your favorite game on Nintendo Switch?
Ooh, it's a little bit hard for me to figure it out.
There's a few really good ones out right now.
Do you think Zelda's worth all the money that the Switch is?
Yeah.
You do?
Well, I don't know. I think I haven't not played it in like a day. Like every day I've had it, I've played Zelda for at least an hour.
Yeah, I've played it for at least like 3-4 hours every day because like as soon you get like you actually get like into the world.
Mm.
Like I played it on the train today and like I was not on the train. Okay, apart from every time the person sitting next to me had to go, "What's that?
What's that thing?"
Like, "Leave me alone. I'm trying to save the world, you loser."
Because we went like something with buttons and then we went to touchscreens and then this is both. And people were just like, "What's happening?
What is
it's
that?"
It's like
thing?
Having an iPhone and then it has the keyboard at the bottom or something.
Yeah, three people sat next to me today on the train and all of them felt the need to tap me on the shoulder and say, "Excuse me, what's that?" They were actually very polite about it, but every time I did it, I was like, "Yes."
It's more rude when they say, "How much was that?" Because that's what the guy at Nando's said. Like, the day you got it, we went and sat at Nando's, like, "So, how much was this?" I don't know what accent that was. Sorry, Nando's. Portuguese.
He was more like, what is, how much is this?
How much did you pay, cunt? I mean, we're going to have to beep that. And then, yeah, and then you told him. And he was like, oh, you should be getting more than just a small chips if you got that money.
I mean, Nando's ain't too cheap, dude. Nando's ain't the cheapest meal, dude. Like, I bet if you go to Nando's 10 times, you could probably buy a Switch.
Wait, yeah, well, I traded in my Xbox One.
I traded in 10 Nando's gift vouchers for my...
Because I had an Xbox One just sitting in the drawer, and then I was level 3 EB Games. I'm pretty up there in the EB Games
I wonder
world.
What level I am at EB Games.
So I got extra 15% on the trade-in, so I got my Switch for like $200 or something, which was pretty good discount because it's almost $500 here.
Wait, do you have the Sydney EB Games card?
Yeah,
that fancy one?
When I bring out, they're like, "Oh!"
Every time they whip
Sydney.
That out, every time I whip that out, they're like, "Oh, fancy card! Where's this
yeah,
from?"
Because I didn't want that either, and they were like, "No, you better get it. People are gonna think you're cool." And I was like, "Well, I'm in EB Games. No one's gonna think I'm cool." But it was good,
dude. Okay, so we went to the biggest EB Games in the world, and you're gonna think it's like a big store.
It's smaller than the Melbourne one.
The one in Melbourne, it's big. It's tiny.
I think it's like. Like if like it's half a square foot bigger.
Because
or something.
The top of the store is owned by Nintendo in Melbourne, and the bottom of the store is owned by Bazinga.
But that is EB. I get yeah. So then it's
and then the
just one
the
mid-
and the middle floor of the Melbourne store is tiny. Like there's nothing on that middle floor. But like
so
yeah,
technically
so,
the Sydney one's bigger.
So like this and in that Sydney store they like to flex. They're like yeah. So technically this is the bigger store because the Melbourne one. It's not actually their store. And I'm like, shut up, dude. This store is so, like,
if you have to be technically the biggest, then you shouldn't flaunt it. Like, you should just be flat out the biggest.
Yeah, like,
you shouldn't need to put technically
dude, like,
in front of it.
EB Games has so much money. Like, why do they not invest, like, why didn't they make, like, a four-story EB Games? Like, why didn't they do that? Why didn't they put, like...
Well, because gamers don't like stairs.
Yeah.
So you'd need elevators.
I don't know, dude. And they could have done something. They could have done so much. They could have been like, yeah, on the top floor there's a ball pit. A Pokeball pit where you
That's
jump
smart.
Into a bunch of Pokeballs.
EB Games, we're happy to work with you on turning your stores
yeah,
into some cool
EB Games,
places.
If you want to actually make your big store cool,
we'll
you know
it.
Where to contact me. Anyway, so...
Let's get back into our
I
Switch
I don't know
review.
What we're talking about, but yeah, I feel like the Switch is a very great console. If it hadn't released with Zelda, I don't know
yeah,
if I'd be saying that.
Yeah,
And people have asked me, like, is it worth getting a Switch for Zelda? Honestly, it's one of the best games I have played, like I don't know, like I bought a lot of games recently and like I play them for 2 hours and I'm like, this isn't very good, I'm not gonna play the rest of it. And like when I was a kid I would always like play every game no matter how crap it was, and like the older I've gotten I've sort of been like, well crap,
yeah,
dude,
very picky
am
now.
I losing my touch, like am I still a gamer? And like this game has like brought me back.
Yeah,
it's like
I, feel like
I still
a gamer
feel like
again,
yeah it sounds so lame but I actually feel like I'm a gaming like
because
well,
there's a point
again.
Where like I just played Minecraft and that was it.
Yeah, like
and
I,
that was like the worst game
yeah,
time
like,
of my
dude,
life.
I feel like so much like a gamer, like especially buying that game the day it came out and just like playing it for like 12 hours straight and enjoying like all those 12 hours and then like going back into it the next day and like still
yeah
like,
and just jumping back in because I've beaten the main
giving
story
up
and I
sleep.
Still want to play it
giving up sleep to play that game like
yeah.
It was just
yeah,
so
it's
good.
So funny because whenever I'm playing late I'm like who's on and I press the home button and I go up to my friend like oh Strobe's on too it's 5 a.m. that's cool. It was good.
Oh my god, it's so
the
amazing.
UI is actually pretty nice too, like everything works smoothly, the way that you can just go to the home screen and the game is still running in the background, like Xbox One, everyone does that now, but it's just impressive.
I really wish
portable.
It had a browser within the Switch.
I feel like it's coming because it has when you connect your Twitter and everything, it uses like a web browser
yeah.
to do that, so it's in there.
But like when I got my 3DS, I remember like everyone has a phone now, and like there's a computer. Like it's probably easy just to like look up something on your phone.
Yeah.
But like I sometimes wish I could just back out of the game and then go into the web browser and search something real quick and like do it all on the same screen. But it's not that big a deal. It's not. I don't know. I feel like Nintendo was just sort of like, yeah, everyone's got a phone. Like, you don't need a browser
yeah,
in
like,
your gaming console.
You would want to do, like, take a screenshot and share it. You can do that, like, very fluidly. Press screenshot button, instantly screenshots. Then you go to your album. You can add text to it. I wish you were able to crop the images. You can't do that yet. But
yeah.
You can just post
the screenshot
to
button's so cool. Like, every time, like, I see, like, a scary monster, I just take a picture
yeah.
of it.
Or, like, when I got the Master Sword, the cutscene, when I, like, picked it up, I was like, screenshot, 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 to try and get the best little thing. I never tweeted it, but. I got some
it's just for your personal
yeah,
collection.
Yeah, for my little album. But yeah, I think it's worth it. I think there's nothing else that you can play like a game that's it's like, HD that big.
It's
portably.
Definitely like 100 hours, and then like it's also portable.
Yeah, there's like, no game that's HD and that open and vast and have so much to do. Like there's hundreds of puzzles, and it's portable.
Dude, you can just do this if you want to play Zelda. Just go buy a Switch, buy Zelda, play it for 2 months, and then just return it.
Yeah. You kind of know if that works, depending on where you get it from. But then Mario Kart is the 28th. That's not too far away, 28th of April. Binding of Isaac comes out in a week, and that's going to be good to just... I'm not going to get that as a card. That's something I'd want downloaded on because...
Have you licked your cartridge?
No, I haven't done that.
You haven't?
No, I don't...
Man, they do not taste good.
It's like... Oh. Someone's like, hey, dog shit tastes horrible. Oh, do you want to test it out? No, I'll just take your word for it. I didn't need to do that. But yeah, Binding of Isaac will be great.
It's like when you play Bean Boozled, people's like, oh, this tastes so gross. Try it.
No, I'll just have an apple.
Yeah, but I'm also the person that ate the entire Bean Boozled tray. Anyway, so...
I just want to go over quickly with Isaac. Isaac's like a game that...
I play Binding of Isaac, yeah.
But like, when there's nothing to do, like, or a game, I can't be bothered opening, like, a full game on my PC, I'll just quickly launch Isaac and do a few rounds. So I feel like that's just going to be the perfect game for the Switch to just open up and play, like, a few
levels. I've beaten Isaac once, and I beat it. Like, there's an item you can get where, like, if something kills you, you come back to life and you kill it automatically. And I was on the final, boss, and it killed me. And then it used that item to bring me back to life and kill it. So I technically feel like I haven't beaten the game, but I have beaten the game.
I don't think I've ever beaten. Oh, I might have beaten the original one first, but this is Afterbirth.
Who makes that
Afterbirth.
Meat Boy people? What are they called?
Nicholas.
Yeah, he's good at making hard games. Like Meat Boy is just so difficult.
They also
made
1001 Spikes that comes out on the Switch. I've never played that or seen what it looks like, but that could be cool too.
Did they make VVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVV, whatever that game is?
No idea. I didn't think so. Shannon doesn't know either.
Who made VVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVV academic encyclopedia. What is wrong with you?
But then, there was another game.
Oh, Binding of Isaac. Dude, I'm excited to play Binding of Isaac again. Like, I haven't played that in so long. And it was there's going to be some Switches snapped in half after that.
Yeah, I haven't seen anyone that's dropped their Switch yet or anything. Because I don't know how the screen would react because it's plastic. So I don't know if it would smash or if it would... I don't know what would happen.
Maybe I'll nearly dropped mine.
I've never moved with it. I just lay in bed playing it or I dock it. I'm very delicate.
The only thing I've done bad with mine was I thought I had the kickstand out, but it wasn't out, and I put it down and it just went...
I've never played it kickstanded.
Yeah, it sucks. Don't do it.
Yeah.
The kickstand is really good in bed. Sounds weird.
How?
But how do you... So, okay, just imagine this, right? So, I'm lying down on my pillow, ear to the pillow, right? I'm looking to the, like,
wait,
right...
Wait, so you play your Switch on the side?
Yeah, so I'm playing like this, right? And I'm all under my covers, like, all nice and cozy. And I've got the two Joy-Cons in each hand under the covers, just, like, relaxed. And my head's just to the side. I'm just playing Zelda.
That's something that's apparently...
like,
no,
it's the most comfortable way to play a game ever.
Apparently, playing with those Joy-Cons separated is a lot better for you because when you're holding a controller, your wrists and shoulders have to be
in
the same position.
Oh, my God. It is
so
relaxing. Like, there is no other, like, relaxing way to play a game. Like, the second I saw it and I saw that you could pull those two things out and just hold them in each hand, like, you can just sit back and just... sit however way you want. Like, you can just lie on the ground.
Like, they need to make an Xbox controller that breaks in half. They need to do that,
like,
for everything.
It is so amazing. And especially, like, being in bed, like, under the covers, just, like you
see,
know.
I can't do that.
Just so relaxed. Like, it's just, like, so weird. It's just, like, the weird. I fell asleep, though. It was so weird. I fell asleep playing Zelda, and then I woke up, and, like...
I did that once.
My guy was just, like, constantly, like, falling into, like, something. Like,
that's
so,
like,
weird.
That's something I haven't done in so long, is fall asleep playing a game, which is another, like... testament I get to how good Zelda is, because I just wouldn't stop playing it.
Actually,
I think
I've fallen asleep playing some shitty games recently.
Oh.
I think I fell asleep playing Mafia 3. No offense to Mafia 3.
Not
it's not
bad.
That bad.
They had a theater at EB Expo. That's all. I didn't give a shit about the game, but they had a cool little booth.
Also, we talked about, like, other games.
Oh, yeah, so we'll go to Ukulele and Skyrim.
I said those NES games, but they're not NES games. They're Neo Geo games.
What is that?
Neo Geo. I don't know. It's like, I don't know what a Neo Geo is. It's like an old, like, handheld I don't know.
Wait, they're on there right now?
Yeah, on the eShop. There's, like, a fighting game. There's, I don't know. They're up there on Wikipedia if you go
The NES games and the SNES games, they come out when the multiplayer officially launches.
But those
launches
are the games that are $9.10. And there's also like a rhythm game on the eShop right now that I want to try. But
there was that. Have you seen the racing one? That's the only one I'm interested in.
No.
It's a like they're like hover.
Yeah, but
cars.
It doesn't look good.
But it has split screen racing, and that's like,
oh, that's
to,
actually
for me
pretty
to play
cool
with my brothers or something. I just want to be able to, because like that's the closest thing to Mario Kart right
and
now.
And there's also like a RPG on there, like a Japanese RPG on the.
Yeah.
It's called like I Am Setsuna.
Oh,
I've
seen that.
I looked up on Twitch to see if anyone was playing it, and there was just one guy playing it, and
on PC or something.
Yeah, I think he was playing it on PC, and he was talking about how he'll train you to play League of Legends.
All right.
Like, that's what it was talking about when I walked into his chat. And then, yeah, it was just awkward, so I just left.
I've never played any of the Fire Emblem games, but there's one coming out specifically for the Switch.
They're turn-based RPGs.
It's like Pokemon almost. But
yeah,
that's the
dude, that's like the only turn-based game.
I'll just wait for Pokemon.
Bro, like, every time like I play a turn-based RPG, I'm like, well, I have played Pokemon and I like that. Then I start playing the game and it's complicated as
yeah
fuck, and I'm like, oh, well, maybe I'll just go back to playing Pokemon. Like, this isn't my real thing.
And then Duck Game, which is going to be the closest thing to Smash Brothers, and that's made by Adult Swim. That's cool.
Duck Game?
They make, yeah. Duck Game, it doesn't,
is it like
it doesn't
dive
sound
kick?
Like, no, it's like, there's a stage that you fight on with multiple platforms and stuff, and everyone's jumping around hitting each other, but you can close doors on people, and there's a lot more mechanics than Smash,
hey,
but it's also pixel art, I think.
Would you look at that? Cave Story's going to come out. That's new. That's interesting.
Hasn't that been on? Wasn't that on the 3DS?
Wasn't that on everything?
Yeah. I haven't played that because it's just everywhere.
Cave Story's a hard game. It's a really,
really
hard game. Yeah. You'll break something playing Cave Story.
And then there's two Shovel Knights on the eShop.
I've never played Shovel Knight. Yeah, Shovel Knight's like a 2D side-scroller. Something.
I've seen people play it. It seems interesting.
It has like...
I wouldn't...
The art is like... Like an old like NES game.
Yeah, I think it's made by retro game nerds or something.
Yeah, it's like a complete like rip off of like the old like.
I wouldn't say a rip off. It's like a inspired.
Yeah,
by...
but like it looks like it has like the exact same palette as like an NES game that Nintendo made. Like I don't know what game it was though.
Mario. No, I don't know what else they made. 1-2 Switch. Great game.
Wait, going back to Zelda. Do you know what's interesting about this Zelda game?
A lot of things.
But about the timeline, this is the last Zelda game in the timeline. Do you know how the Zelda timeline works?
You sent me an image that shows
I was like interested about it like a while ago because Nintendo, for the longest time, the Zelda timeline was all like fan-made and there's all these like different theories of the timeline that people had. Like people were like, well, the timeline goes to Ocarina of Time, then it splits into all these different timelines. And then other people were like, no, that timeline's stupid. There's another timeline where it breaks at this point, and then there's two different realities. And it's like, there's a lot of theories about timelines. But then Nintendo came out, and they're like, no, you idiots, this is the timeline. Mario!
Yeah, so wait, yeah. This is not in the kid or adult timeline. It's in the third one, right?
Yeah. So like, there's a timeline where like Ganon like takes over, or like
yeah, that's
so
the one
like
where you
there's
fail.
A yeah, there's a timeline where the hero wins as an adult, beats Ganon as an adult. There's another timeline where the hero beats Ganon as a child, and then there's another timeline where the hero doesn't beat Ganon,
yeah,
and then
and
it goes into that
one,
timeline,
yeah.
And then it goes through a couple of games. I can't remember what they are, but then it goes to the first Zelda game. And then it goes to the second Zelda game, which they were like both released on NES. And then it's this game. So this is the sequel to the second ever released Zelda game, which
that's
is pretty
really
crazy
cool.
Because I believe it like in the second Zelda game, Link's Adventure, something. I think that's when he falls asleep. And then like
yeah,
I will
kind of want to play that now and like. This falling
it's
asleep
so
part.
Weird. It's a side-scrolling Zelda game.
Yeah.
Like,
it'd just be interesting to get to that falling asleep bit.
Yeah, I wonder if they'll release that on Switch. It'd be so cool. Like, I'd love to
it
play
might
them
come
all
out
in order.
With that, because you know how they're doing the multiplayer? I mean, when you subscribe to the online, kind of like games with gold and stuff, there'll be NES and Super Nintendo games that you get every month. I'm not sure if you keep
yeah
them from... No one knows the exact specifics, but... that'll be cool. Maybe
if Nintendo had like, if they wanted to make some nice cash, like during all this Zelda hype, like they would be so smart to just put some games on the eShop.
Mm.
Like, come on, dude! Like within the next like 2-3 weeks, if they put some Zelda games on the eShop,
smart, like slowly releasing a few things, and then hopefully there's just a boom.
But like, look how many Zelda games there are. Like, there's Zelda games on like DS,
yeah,
like Game Boy, like all those games. Just like put something on there. Like just grab like the least popular one and just emulate it on there.
Another thing I wish
there.
It launched with was just basic messaging. People.
Yeah.
Like I should be able to just type something to you and it pops up on your screen if it's you allow that to happen.
Yeah,
that'd be good.
That'd be cool.
And Stardew Valley, I'm really excited for because
Stardew Valley is exciting.
I haven't played the game, but I've always wanted to. And now that it's gonna have multiplayer, that's
I played a bit of Stardew Valley,
more.
But then I just got really bored of it.
Yeah, I feel like the multiplayer will make it a lot more interesting.
I wonder how it'll work. I wonder if it'll be like...
Yeah, so how does the game work anyway, like single player?
I can't really remember too well, but
like days
you inherit,
and waiting stuff
yeah,
to
you
grow.
Inherit a farm and then like you just like work on the farm and there's like a town and like all sorts of like stuff to do like around the map. But like I wonder how it'll work is like multiplayer. Like I wonder if you'll join someone else's world or like...
Yeah, and you're all working on the farm or you all have your own farms or...
Yeah, it'll be interesting, but it'll be cool. I think it'll be like you work on the same farm together because like Stardew Valley has like a lot of like grindiness to it, like where you have to like clear out land and like do all sorts of things. So like it'll be cool just to like do it as a group.
And then, I was going to say something else, but I just thought of Animal Crossing and how fun. I don't know why I always got into those games.
I like Animal. I've never played Animal Crossing, but I do like it.
Yeah,
I've seen other
that
people
on
play
the
it.
Switch would be fun. But we were talking before about whether. How Zelda compares to Skyrim. And I still think Skyrim's better. Just because... I know, Zelda's more just like an open
Skyrim
world...
Skyrim on the
release? Yeah, well, like, Zelda's more just like an
when
open world puzzle
Skyrim's
game.
Gonna come out?
I think it's Q3.
Q3? Oh my god. Yeah, I just saw it before. Dude, that's like... Actually, we're in Q2 already.
Yeah, it's
hopefully
like 4 months
away.
Hopefully
it's like September Q3.
Yeah.
Oh my god, dude. Yeah, I'm curious to see how it like runs on it, first of all.
Judging by how Zelda runs docked, I would not play Skyrim docked. I would be playing it in handheld mode. But
yeah,
it should be great. Like
if I want to play Skyrim docked, I just play it on my PC.
But I just feel like first person in your hands is awesome. Like that's such a cool thing. So when switching to first person in Skyrim, just playing shooting fireballs at people in your hands will be great.
I wonder what version of Skyrim it will be. Like, would it be like the latest released one?
See, people are speculating that it's not the remastered version. It's just Skyrim ported.
Oh.
Which would suck because the remastered version it ups the textures.
It has all the DLC,
yeah. I hope it might have the DLC in it, but I don't know if it'll have the updated textures. Because
I like that DLC where you play Minecraft in Skyrim.
The mod, yeah. A long time ago, I made a video.
No, the one where you build the house.
You don't even build it though. That's like.
Yeah, it's cool. The Winter Todd.
Nah, my favorite one is the Vampire DLC.
What is that?
The Dawnguard one.
Dawnguard,
yeah, that's where cool. I think it's werewolves versus vampires, but you can be a really powerful vampire, and I want to be able to play that from the beginning and work like with all that, because it changes the storyline. It'll just change how you play when you have the DLC, when you begin the story. So
I think Skyrim would just be a cool game just to have when it's like, oh, I'm traveling somewhere and I need like something to play for 10 hours. Cause
you can just get deep into Skyrim.
Like I feel like you can play Skyrim like 100 times over because you can just keep building different characters.
Yeah.
And like there's just so many quests and like so many like little there's so many different ways to play it. Like whereas with Zelda, I feel like if you play through the whole game once, I don't think it has that replayability.
Mm. Yeah. The other thing is when you beat Skyrim, the world kind of changes in a way. Whereas when you beat Zelda, you just go back to your previous save.
Yeah.
And you're just looking for more shrines and doing side quests.
Definitely.
But Skyrim, it's just so much more. It's better than Zelda, in my opinion.
Yeah, I feel like it beat Zelda in that
case. Zelda's
a
9 for me, Skyrim's a 9.5.
I just feel like they're very different games. Like, I feel like Zelda's
you can't compare them.
I said it before, like, Zelda's like a very, like, modernized Zelda game. Like, it's like something that we've just
it's
needed.
It's still just a puzzle game that you can walk around to different puzzles, and there's people to fight along the way.
Bro, I feel like a feature that the Switch is missing is just some suction cups on the back.
That'll be an accessory. I was looking, there's so many just weird third-party accessories on Amazon.
I don't know if I need glasses or something, but when I play the Switch in like my hands, like I feel like I need to have the screen really close to my face to see everything. I don't know if it's because the screen's like really small or if it's just my eyes, but like just like certain details I can't see. Like when reading text, like I need to bring it like real close
Maybe
to my
you need
face.
Glasses then,
yeah, I feel like
need
I need glasses.
I use glasses, but I haven't been playing it with glasses, and I've still been fine.
Yeah, like I don't know. I feel like it's probably I just need glasses. But like, I feel like the screen is like rather small. Like if you're holding it far away, but I feel like it's just my need. I need some glasses in my life.
You need some glass.
Yeah.
What?
Just
do you want me to gloss you?
Some
that's
reading
an Australian
glasses.
Term for smashing a beer bottle over someone's head. So I'll do that. Let's get off the Switch.
No, dude.
You still want...
Nah.
I want to quickly go over... There was something... I can't find the article for it, but... Here she is. So the Greens Party in Australia, which is like all the stoner hippie party. Nah, not really. But they want to inject some money into Western Australia. Yeah. Like $4 million to start some small independent studios that can make some interesting games. And I don't know, we've had some cool indie games in Australia, like Fruit Ninja.
I'd call that an indie, right?
Yeah. Those are all half brick. Who's someone else that's done... We only have half brick. There was a studio, Team Bondi, who worked on
yeah,
L.A. Noire.
Yeah, that was what I was thinking. I was like, yeah, that game's Aussie. Yes,
but then they shut down, and L.A. Noire was decent. It was
I still feel like we need to get, like, a game that just, like, embraces, like... Like some very like Aussie, like a GTA.
Yeah,
Australia.
GTA in Melbourne or in, I guess, Sydney. No, Melbourne.
I feel like you could do like all of Australia, like maybe you should even do Perth. I don't know, but like.
Except for Perth
and
Tasmania.
Nah, but like, well, there's really nothing. I feel like all of Australia just like condense it down into a map. Mm. But like, could you imagine like an open, like GTA is sort of like that where it has like the city, then you go out into the desert and then like. But, like, I feel like a game with, like, the, like, just all the different, like, Australian, like, things in it. Like,
well, just condensed so it's all the cities, not all the suburbia.
Yeah,
not
like,
all, some of the suburbia.
That'd
be awesome.
I feel like, there's just so much of Australia that's just, like, hilarious. And I feel like other cultures just don't see that.
Like, you just
and
go
I feel
to
like
the big banana and kill someone in front of it.
Yeah,
or?
Like, I feel like the game, like, a game would perfectly, like, show that. And, like...
Yeah, those games just take so long to make.
It would just be so funny, like, all, like, the different things in Australia, like, just...
And I also think everyone that isn't from America wants their own GTA-type game, so it's just...
Yeah, I guess so.
Unless the people from those countries start making them, they're probably never going to happen.
I guess we should start making it.
Yeah, all right. Let's begin. I'll do all the voice acting. Just every dumb... No, oh, there's so many... That's another thing that'd be hilarious about that game is all the disgusting Australian accents there are. Just,
yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you could put, like, Ligon Street in it and have, like, all the Italians, like... And then you could just have, like,
just
so
a
much...
very stereotypical racist game. I mean, that's what GTA is, honestly.
Yeah, but, like, you could, like, go out to the outback and be, like, the kangaroo... Like, the dingo stole my baby and, like, you gotta, like, save, like, this, like...
Yeah, or, like, someone... There's dingoes attacking someone, yeah, or just saving someone's sheep on their farm or something.
It's like, we got to kill some kangaroos, mate. And it's like, you're going to like boomerang some kangaroos.
But you can choose to like kill them or just like go up behind them and like chloroform them and knock them out. There's all different tactics.
Or like, you go, nah, never mind, we'll move on. That.
How many shrines do you think you've gotten in Zelda?
Doesn't it tell you?
I don't think it tells you anywhere. You can't
Wait,
unless
what
you
are
like
shrines?
the puzzles, the like little.
It tells you on the loading screen, doesn't it?
Maybe it does.
I think I've done 28.
I forget how many. I was gonna actually count them all by hand on
the
map.
No, on
the
loading screen, it tells you. It's like
that's a really nice loading screen. Like the tips on one part, and then everything in the other corner.
Dude, that's what Zelda beats out with Skyrim by so much. It's like you can go into the town and walk
and
into
open
the
every
houses.
Door,
yeah, you can like. And, like, all the characters are there, and, like, they're, oh, look,
yeah,
there's
that
Reggie.
Is impressive.
There's Reggie vis-a-me, the hamburger man.
I can't not see a hamburger since you said he looks like a hamburger.
Dude, he does. There's an Outlast 2. What's that about? Outlast 2 release date? Dang, dude.
I haven't played the first one.
Outlast is a very scary game.
See, I can't. I will actually cry if I play a scary game. Yeah. Red Barrels finally confirmed the release date for Outlast 2.
I feel like that Outlast was very necessary. I mean, we're switching topics very, very quickly here, but a lot of people still play the first Outlast because they're like, "I'm going to play a scary game," and Outlast is just like a really
that will
good
be on
scary
the
game.
I hope that people,
I don't know,
really put effort into putting games on
Isn't
the Switch
Outlast,
and support
I think Outlast
it.
Is a PC game. No, I don't know. I don't know what Outlast is on. Yeah, but Outlast does a great job of just scaring, like scaring you. Like you'll walk past something and think like. Oh my god, that was the scariest thing. Like, thank god I'm past that. And then, like, out of nowhere, some guy will grab you and be like, oh, hello, Mr. Fella, what are you doing here? Yeah, I don't know, he has a British accent.
Can you imagine playing a scary game on your Switch, though, and you get and just drop it or throw it? That would be hilarious. Someone needs to do that and film themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I guess that is not a nice thing to say.
We were talking about it before we started the podcast, but there was a lot of issues with the Switch on launch.
Oh yeah, I just want to say I haven't had any issues.
I mean, it's like anything on launch, like, but yeah. People just like to like bully Nintendo because
especially now, like, so many more people have social media and internet connected. So yeah. If they have an issue, they're gonna meme it or
people just love to make fun of Nintendo because Nintendo is like the only company that's like, hey, let's try and do something a little bit different than a regular game console. And like the internet just
game
console
is just a shitty computer that you plug into your TV.
The internet just loves to make fun of it. I guess every game console gets flack, but like Nintendo's like, hey, let's make something a little bit different. And everyone's like, ha, look at that. They made a controller that has a screen on it. What idiots. Like,
it's awesome. I love that they do
I was
that.
Talking about the Wii more.
Yeah. But, that Wii U was shit.
Wii U, yeah.
I'm glad the Wii. Stopped developing those.
Could you just, I can't believe they called the console the Wii. Let's just like that.
And now we're into a nice
like
word.
Switch. Like,
and
geez.
The little click. And just the logo, when you turn it on, it goes click. It's
like,
just so
do you know how hard it was trying to say, hey, can we get a Wii for Christmas and just have your parents just not, like, bully you?
Like, yeah,
Jesus
like, the Switch
Christ.
Makes sense. You switch everything out. It's a good name. Old people can understand it.
I couldn't
it's
get
cool.
it to work on my TV. That's the only issue I've had so far, but I blame my TV. My TV's dumb.
Wait, it doesn't dock into your screen?
I don't know. I plugged everything in. Like, it's not very complicated. It's, like,
yeah,
two cables. One power, one HDMI, and I was like, all right. Put it in the dock. Nothing on the TV.
I've used it on three different screens.
It works on my
on my
monitors. I don't know, but yeah, that was the only issue I've had.
Thing I was so it's very like just like in Zelda, like there's things you can do which you wouldn't you'd imagine you'd want to do, but you didn't think you could, and you can. Or just I had mine docked, plugged into my monitor, and I could still plug my headphones into the top of the console while it was
that
docked.
That blew me away because I was like, "Oh, it's gonna output to HDMI."
Yeah.
No.
It's really impressive. And because a little bit of the screen overlaps, you can see the volume. No, you can't. But you can, like, push the volume buttons easily. Everything, like, just works so well. You don't need to.
Yeah.
If you're close, if you have your Switch on your desk plugged into your monitor, it works really well.
Yeah. Dude, another thing in Zelda that I love so much is, like, some of the puzzles, like, have a very, like, easy way of solving them. Like, you gotta think a little bit because you have, like, these different abilities and it's like, all right, I gotta freeze time and hit this ball and it'll move after time is frozen. But then, like, you can also just do, like, the dumbest thing and just be like, I'm just gonna blow it up with bombs and see what happens. Yeah. And, like, sometimes I'll do, like, the fun way to do it, but it'll take 10 times longer. But, like, I love how there's just, like, so many ways to solve puzzles.
Yeah,
and then
motion controls are really fun to use, too, in those puzzles.
Oh, I haven't done motion controls
with
anything.
There's one where you have to, like, roll it around to get all these balls into place, or there's one where you have to get a ball
through
a puzzle.
Oh, yeah.
But that's because, like, the Wii U also supports that. That's the only downfall with Zelda is that it doesn't take advantage of every Switch feature because it's not developed specifically for the Switch.
I kind of want to get it on Wii U just to see what it's like.
Just to see how bad it is.
Is it really that
Apparently
bad?
Apparently it runs worse. I don't know what else. I mean, it's not as portable. You have to put a disc in. It'd be on a disc. I'm so used to the little chips now. I'm never using a disc again.
I know. I keep them on my tongue all day. They taste so good. another thing with the puzzles is like some of them have like five different ways you can solve them, and then other ones are just like, yeah, you have to solve it this very one specific way, and then you're just sitting there like, huh.
Yeah,
and then you type into Google.
I admit I've googled
multiple ones
because some of them are just ridiculous.
And like other things, like there's some stealth missions where it's like, one you have to collect like these like electric arrows. And
oh, yeah,
like,
that one's not that hard. I had no issue with that
you
one.
That was pretty easy, but, like, what I would do at the start of that mission was I was like, oh, there's a big scary horseman.
Yeah,
I'm
to
just going
to
kill him.
Yeah,
and
then he and
then
destroys
I realized
you.
He just absolutely obliterates you, and I was like, oh, my God, this man's really hard to kill. I kept getting him down to, like, a quarter of health, and I had, like, eaten all my food, and then I was like, this isn't working.
It took me one death to realize, all right, I'm not messing with this guy.
Dude, oh, my God, I'm, like, the biggest idiot playing that game. Like, I will die, like, 100 times in a row, 100 times in a row just because I'm so stubborn. I'm like, man, this game can't beat me. Like, this game isn't that hard. And then, like, I'm just like, you know what? I'm gonna do it the slow way.
And there's cool mazes on each corner of the map. There's a maze on an island maze that you can go to. Those are really interesting, and they have so much good loot in them and chests.
Do you have to take a boat there?
Once you beat the flying one, you get an ability where you hold down X and you get shot up into the sky, and then you can glide.
Oh, spoilers.
That's not a spoiler. So you'll be fine. I feel like you said you beat that one.
No, I haven't
beat
that
one.
Or
you're up to it now.
I think I'm up to it. I'm going to the... I'm in the desert right now.
That's close to where those bird people live.
Bird people? Spoilers.
You know the bird people. You said you did.
I don't know.
God damn it.
Aren't they all from like Ocarina of Time anyway?
I think it's all the same races. Yeah.
Yeah. The same races.
Are they not races?
Yeah, I guess they are.
Or are they... Maybe
as soon as I saw a Goron, I was so happy, dude. Gorons are like my favorite things in Zelda.
Those big fat things?
They're not fat. They're husky.
Big bones.
Actually, they are kind
rocked.
Of. There are
they're
some fat
ones. Yeah.
Yeah, they're so cute though. They're just like big, like lovable rocks.
I need to find the town that you can.
Oh, I love Gorons. I want a Goron to hug me.
So you've been? Have you been to where they live?
Yeah, but then I was like trying to like beat this like parkour challenge, and then I was like, I don't have enough stamina, and then I left.
Parkour challenge? Because I just climb around mountains.
Oh, there's
and skip
so
everything.
Much. There's
or
so
I just
much.
Glide over enemies and skip it all.
Oh my god! The second I see a temple, I'm like, I have to go to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I go to it.
Have you? You haven't unlocked all the
I can't believe
yet?
You haven't. No, I can't believe you haven't surfed on your shield yet. Like that is like
I can't figure out the button combination.
Like that is like one of my favorite things to do. Like I'll have one shield in my inventory, and I'm like. Should I use it to
surf? It uses the durability,
doesn't
it?
Oh, it messes them up if you do it for a long time. And I'm like, oh man, I really want to surf down this hill, but I only have one shield. And I'll use it anyway. And then like one time I was surfing on my shield and I just fell down the entire mountain. And like the mechanics of Link falling off his shield are like insane. It's like in Skate 3, like when you just mess up.
Full ragdoll?
Yeah, he just, well, not like ragdoll, but like he will just like go. Like he'll just keep on going, falling down the hill. I was so mad. I fell down an entire hill. I reset my save. I was that mad. I abused the save feature. Like
Skyrim. When I beat the main storyline, and it put me back to right before I beat the main boss, I was so I was like something went wrong because I skipped the credits. And I was like, is this a curse for not looking at everyone who made the game? Is that what they do if you don't watch the credits? So then I was just searching the internet everywhere trying to figure out if it messed up, and no one had really posted anything about beating it.
Yeah, because no one had beaten it on the day it came out, loser.
And okay. all the videos get taken down if it has the credits in them by Nintendo.
What?
So I couldn't see anywhere, and I was just so worried. But then I noticed my save file had a star on it, and that's
ooh.
That like identifies that you've beaten him once or something.
It's interesting.
I don't know.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. But I wish you'd beat him, and then stuff would change.
In Zelda Ocarina of Time 3D on the 3DS, you could play the game like you could do like Master Quest after you beat it, and you can play the game.
Yeah, I was hoping for something like that.
Like it's like flipped, isn't it?
The map
in the Master Quest. Yeah, like everything in like.
Yeah, I never beat it. I just.
Or is that like something else?
I got it with my 3DS on launch, and then I just played like.
Yeah,
half
I think
of
after
it.
You beat it, you play it, but like everything is like flipped just to like throw you off.
That's cool.
But like. It would be cool if they did that on this game, because like I would probably play Breath of the Wild again if it was harder.
Yeah, I don't think. Yeah, they don't. But it and even the DLC, I don't know if that's even. I don't know how much that's really gonna add.
Yeah,
I think it's just a few.
Like
puzzles.
I said before, like if you like play through the entire game, like I don't know the replayability of it.
Mm.
Like maybe playing it again with like friends would
be
cool.
You just gotta try and find all the shrines, and there's some that don't beep when you're near them that you have to do like. A
maybe
few
it'll
things.
Be interesting to play it where you just have three hearts and you just do stamina or like.
Yeah.
I don't know. Interesting.
Man, only three hearts, I wouldn't survive. I had to,
dude,
like,
well, people beat the main story, like, within the first
hour.
Yeah,
but those guys are really good gamers. I had to have, like, 13 hearts before I even attempted to fight the guy.
Yeah, I know. I'm pretty bad at it, dude.
I never... I only did the first... Because you have to do stamina for the first one. So I did one, and then I never did any more stamina until I beat him. And now I'm going through adding stamina.
Dude, I add stamina all the time. Because like I'm like F hearts. I'm only stamina.
Because it's a waste of spirit orbs. Because at a point, the temple or the shrines get harder to find, and you need like a certain amount of hearts to get certain items and to beat the guy. So,
but you can just get like you can just get those gold hearts.
Yeah, but the gold hearts don't work for one of the certain things. To get that a certain weapon...
Okay, I'm going to start getting hearts.
Yeah, the gold hearts don't work.
But you also get hearts from beating the other things. You get
the
heart containers.
Yeah, but there's only four of those.
That's not too bad, man. Anyway, I think we've talked about enough about Zelda. I think we should probably finish off the episode.
This old thing?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for listening yet again.
Thanks.
If you liked it, do what you always do. Leave a rating. Tweet us on Twitter. Tell us that you like it.
Hey, fry
you love
an egg.
Us.
Why not?
Fry an egg or eat an apple. Go vegan. And we'll see you.
A corn apple.
Yeah. We'll see you next week.
Take care.